French ambassador to Australia is maintaining the rage over Australia's decision to torpedo a deal to buy its conventionally powered submarines. There's anger in the UK too, which has joined with the US and Australia to develop nuclear-powered submarines to use in the Indo-Pacific rather than continue with the French deal. It's soured relations between the countries ahead of other free trade talks next week. Isabel Rowe reports.
A French dressing down. Paris's ambassador says Australia needs to learn a lesson on manners.
When you are partners, when you are trusted partners, you don't behave like that. It's a question of principle. It's a question of dignity.
Ambassador Jean-Pierre Tebou is back in Paris after being withdrawn from Australia in protest against a decision to back out of a $90 billion deal to buy French submarines. Instead, Australia, the US and the UK will jointly build nuclear-powered submarines, a more modern and stealthy option to boost Australia's military in the Indo-Pacific region. Jean-Pierre Tebou told Radio National's breakfast program Prime Minister Scott Morrison gave his country no warning that their agreement was being scrapped.
The most important person of this Australian government kept us in the dark intentionally until the last minute, not being willing and not, you know, making us at least the decency to have a conversation about what should be the alternative. No, it was really stunning the way it was done.
It's autumn in France and the Trade Minister, Dan Tehan, will no doubt be feeling some chilly Parisian winds. It's his unenviable task to explain to France why the decision was made. He'll cite concerns about delays and cost blowouts with the initial project. But he says he doesn't know exactly when and if the French government was told there was an alternative plan in the works.
The government has had to take a decision that it thinks is in its sovereign national interest.
It doesn't bode well for the next round of free trade talks with the European Commission. The European Affairs Minister has already said he doesn't know if he can trust Australia anymore. But Jean-Pierre Tebou has dismissed media reports that France is trying to stop that deal.
No, we are not lobbying Europe for doing this. At this stage, negotiations do continue, and it is a strong interest, I recognise, for Australia to have a free trade agreement with EU.
If and when the diplomatic dispute dies down, some powerful figures are sure Australia has made the right call. No less than a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, who spoke to ABC America.
To see the Australians, the US and UK come together for that technology, and it's going to give that part of the world and Australia significant sustaining capability.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is also out to smooth relations, telling reporters on his way to the United States that his country's love of France is ineradicable after the French accused him of opportunism.
That's Isabel Rowe.